I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
KS1075 presents Rosa's Risky Rotation.
What up? It's Rosa, and welcome to the first ever episode of Rosa's Risky Rotation. It's a podcast here in Denver where we are highlighting people on the up and coming in the city, put them on a platform. We're going to put them on air to promote it. And there is also a visual aspect up right now at KS1075.com or YouTube/KS1075. But let's just go ahead and get right into it. My first guest right here. Go ahead, boo. Introduce yourself. Tell everybody what your name is.
Jade Gallardo.
Who are you talking to? You're talking to me. Why are you looking? I was just saying in that
okay,
for the
so
intro.
I talked to you. I don't
yeah.
Talk to
why?
Okay,
are you, okay. Who are you looking at?
Okay.
Your
okay.
mom? Do you want your mom to sit right here? So you're not, no, you're, we're talking okay. right here. There's just a lot of camera action. Do you have a good side profile? I don't.
Actually, this is my good
I
side.
Don't.
But I mean, I guess
don't.
We can make this work.
I mean, my jawline's been coming in, but never mind. Okay. Anyway, it's my go up here. You know. Mm-hmm. Okay. Listen. So tell everybody first off what you do, and who you
all
are. Kind of. Yeah. All about you.
Okay, so I'm from Denver. I have a brand, Jade. So it's a lash line, a hair extension line, and it's a clothing line.
So, what's it called?
Jade.
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 Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
J-A-H-D-E-A-H.
What made you come up with that name?
So when I was younger, I went to North High School, and it's kind of hood and stuff,
yeah.
And I am... always have been into fashion and a little bit extra and stuff.
Okay.
So a lot of my friends, they'd be like, your name's not Jade, it's Jade. Kind of tease me about it. So then it kind of just stuck since I was like 15 years old. And I
Damn.
Decided to... So there's a meaning behind Jade. Like when people ask me, like there's a meaning behind it. So
where are you from?
From North Denver.
No. Like what's your ethnicity?
I'm Spanish and Native American and Chicano.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay, so how this show is going to work is every 2 minutes... We skipped that on the first one. But every 2 minutes... you spin the wheel, I spin the wheel, and the questions are coming off this wheel. And this wheel is messed up.
Okay.
This wheel is real risky. Okay, here we go. First question. You don't know any... no one knows these questions. Only I do.
Okay.
Oh, this one's easy. Some are nice. Some are really messed up. I'm not
going to
lie.
I heard that.
Yeah, yeah.
Little,
okay.
Your little test. I'm like...
Okay,
you...
here's the first question. This is an easy one. This is actually a really good one. I'm shocked you got this one. How do you stay in front or like on top of a fashion trend?
Honestly, I'm constantly getting ideas from different celebrities and stuff. Like, literally, Rihanna, Lady Gaga, Kylie Jenner, everyone. Like, as soon as they are into something, I'm, like, already on it. It's kind of weird because people go through my phone, and they're like, you have so many pictures of girls and this and that. Like, are you lesbian?
How do you feel about that pregnancy, Kylie's pregnancy?
I think it's awesome.
I should have put money on it. I bet I knew. In like September, she's pregnant. She has to be pregnant. I knew I should have put money on it.
Well, she was out of the limelight and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna do a whole family picture without her on the card, Kim.
I think it's awesome though. I mean, she's always so in the limelight and stuff. I feel like it was good for her to just kind of take a break and like give that time to herself.
Did you watch the 9 minute thing?
I did, and
I watched
cried.
The whole thing. I cried
okay.
too.
Yes, I cried.
And I don't hate the Kardashians. I just like it's just hard for me to like. I love their fashion. I love everything about them. But, like, it's hard for me to, like, be like, oh, you should idolize that.
It's a love and a hate relationship, yeah. I feel like, with them. Like, you can kind of, like, hate them. But at the same time, they are so... Everyone, they're just trending and stuff.
And
like
I think Kris Jenner is the smartest human on
oh
this planet.
Oh, my God, yes.
Like, the smartest market... Like, I would give my left foot... to be like on
she needs
team.
To coach my mom. I mean, come on, my mom needs it.
She did?
Like,
she used to coach.
No,
oh,
I said she
oh.
needs to coach my
oh,
mom.
Yeah. And like, what happened? By the way, Shelby, you keep track of the 2 minutes and let us know, okay? But no, if my mom sold me out, I'd be down.
Yeah.
Like, they know, you know, she sells them out. And they're like, all right, whatever.
There's
next person. 2 minutes in, here we go. We're right next to it. Ooh la la. Oh!
I don't want to hear it.
This is too soon. Okay. Oh my God. I'm nervous. When we wrote these, I didn't think it was going to be bad, but damn, now I'm nervous. Okay. Okay, so you do hair and eyelash extensions, correct?
Yeah. I have a lash line and an eyelash
Okay.
line. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of your clients is Selena Powell.
Yes. She
okay,
is.
Okay, one of your clients, I'm just reading off this. One of your clients is Selena Powell. What do you think about her?
Personally, before I knew her, I kind of didn't agree with a lot of stuff that she did. But when she sat in my chair and she showed me those PayPal deposits and those check deposits from these celebrities, I'm like, do your thing, girl. I ain't even hating on you because she's getting paid. Like, I know in Los Angeles and here, I mean, I feel like Denver is kind of getting into that, like, little groupie thing and that little celebrity thing.
I started noticing that, too, just because I was watching the Nuggets game 2 days ago and I saw a... Every girl I see at the club doing bottle service was in the front. Every time someone would shoot a free throw, I was like, oh, that's her. That's like you. I saw it from the back and I was like, Denver's really on the come up with these girls.
100% because I went to the club because I've been in Denver for a couple weeks and I've been going out and stuff. And I guess I was so oblivious to it and stuff. Like,
oblivious? No, I messed up.
It's so true. I was blinded by it. Like, I didn't see it. And then when I went to Los Angeles, I was like, all these girls are like little groupies and stuff. And then when I came here, I'm like, dang, they're doing this stuff here too.
They're on the come up.
But about Selena Powell, she's about her money. I mean, you can't hate. I don't knock a girl's hustle.
Honestly, did you watch the interview?
I did. Not saying that I idolize her or nothing. Yeah. I think little girls should idolize her, but...
Should?
I don't think they should. I absolutely don't think they should.
I gotta go. Interview's over. We're done. Wrap it up.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. But at the same time, I mean... she's eating. Like, she's eating.
2 minutes. Here we go. Okay. By the way, about Selena Powell, I don't agree with it, but it's not that I respect it, but I like her. I don't mind her.
Yeah.
Before I knew who she was, I saw her at Summer Jam, and I thought she was cool. I had no idea who she was, and then it was one of our coworkers who came up to me and was like, do you know who that is? I was like, no. But we got along, like, an hour or two before that. We were just hanging. I like her. I don't mind her. I think she's cool. No problem. All right, here we go. Next question. Why are they all up there? Okay, here we go. Okay, ooh. Yeah, these are way riskier than I thought, y'all. What do you really think of Denver Fashion Week?
I think that they need to put a little more effort into it. I think that, I mean, we gotta give it to us. I mean, we are Denver. I mean, I feel like they're trying and stuff, but I feel like at the same time, they need to try a little more.
As someone in the fashion world, would you ever... participate in it?
So honestly, that's how I started. Is I was in all these shows in Denver and stuff, but the last show I've done in Denver was probably like 3 or 4 years ago because I just don't want to put my name into anything unless it's like...
I've never been. I don't hate it. I think, listen, when it comes to fashion, my sister dresses me. Mm-hmm. I don't know left from right. I don't do anything. My sister does. I've heard of Denver Fashion Week and I think it's cool. I never been. I want to go this year. I hear it's like in March. I'm going to go this year. But I just wondered from somebody who's in the fashion world what you think of Denver Fashion Week. I don't know what it is, but I'm down. I don't care.
Yeah.
Here we go, 2. All right, let's get it. Okay. Ooh. How long does it take you to take an Instagram picture and decide the caption? How long does it take
you?
You
want to see how many pictures it takes me to take a picture?
Yeah, let me see.
Okay, let's see.
It does?
Yes, girl, you got to get the right angle. Look, wait, this is just in the bathroom downstairs. So that's...
Oh, yeah, we saw that when you were waiting downstairs. Let me see.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. It takes a lot.
What is it? Let me see. What's the difference? There's no difference between what you're doing.
You just got to get that right one. You just have to have the eye and you just...
You're one of those girls who post a picture like this. Watch. I'm about to just do it. You're one of those girls. This is mid-podcast. You're one of those girls who post a picture like this and then post it like that. Baby, it's the same picture.
You got to get the right angle, though.
It's the same picture.
You got to get the right
angle.
No,
it's right. Like, look, the lighting... I can't find my light. There's my light. They're gone. Back. That's what y'all do. That's really what y'all do.
I'm that girl that does that.
Okay, I guess. Yeah. Well, there's your phone. There, you're not touching that. All right, next question. Here we go. So it does take you a long time. Uh-huh. What about for the caption?
I'll just listen to a bomb song and whatever.
Oh, my God. You're one of those. Yeah. My sister told me if I ever posted a picture with like a Drake lyric, she would
disown me. I don't do Drake lyrics, really.
What do you do? SZA lyrics?
I do.
Kehlani lyrics?
Kehlani is good. Mm-hmm. Kehlani.
You want to spin it?
Some Erykah Badu ones, too.
Oh, okay. Like, yeah. Oh, she, you spiritual. Okay.
That's my girl. That's, like, my idol.
Erykah Badu? Mm-hmm. I saw her on Wildin' Out the other day. Wow, you really went for it.
Nope.
All right, then it'll be the closest one to it. All right, here we go. Ooh, these are nice. Maybe I was too nice with these questions.
I was kind of scared. These aren't as bad.
No. I mean, there's some rough ones in there. There's something rough. No, I'm just kidding.
Are we going to do all of them or no? So maybe I might skip them? Okay.
You ain't getting out of here. Okay, what sets you apart? This is also a nice one. What sets you apart from other, like, fashionistas? Is that what you would consider yourself, a fashionista?
I feel like I just have a really good eye. I feel like I'm super girly. I feel like I know what fits good on women, like a lot of girls and stuff. I feel like I just know what looks good. I would never, like, put someone in something that I wouldn't wear. Like, a lot of fashion shows and stuff, and a lot of, like, I see a lot of stuff that the girls just don't look good in it, you know? And a lot of stuff that I make is something that girls are going to be able to wear, like, all the time, you know?
Okay.
So it's something that you can actually wear. It's not something that you have to
So do you design your own clothes?
I design clothes, and then I also have, like, a line that I have a manufacturer and stuff.
So that thing that happened last week, what was that?
So that was a manufacturer that I'm working with. So the manufacturer I'm working with works with BB, House of CB. Like, it's, like, really good quality stuff. Like, so eventually I want Jade to be, like, a House of CB or, like, a BB or something, and then... There's two different apparels. There's going to be my couture, which I'm working on now.
It's going to
be more red.
I'm in.
Red carpet events. That's why I'm in Los Angeles. Because I want to eventually design dresses for red carpet events.
Do you
style
like celebrities and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I had Britney Spears ask me if I had a dress ready, and I didn't have a dress ready. So I'm like,
you fucking up.
I fucked up. Yeah.
Mm. So if you could, you know, say anything to people who are upcoming in the fashion world. You guys are called fashionistas. That's what I'm gonna call. I don't know what the hell else to say. You have to be a fashionista, right?
Uh-huh.
Is that what it's called? Is that with like two N's? Whatever. Is that a SH? Fashionista? STIA? Or STA? Your mom's like one N.
One N.
So if you could say anything, you know, to people in Denver or whatever, like girls who are upcoming in the fashion world, what would be your advice to them?
I would say just like, do it. Like, I started with buying stuff from thrift stores and tweaking it and like just doing weird stuff with it. Like, just do it. You in the fashion industry, you can't give a shit what anyone says. Like, you don't care what anyone says. And I feel like that's what a lot of people have a hard time doing is they're like, oh, well, what if people don't like this? Or what if people don't like that? Who cares? Like, you like it. Like, just do it, you know?
2 minutes. Sorry. You can keep talking. I hope these don't get worse. Well, I mean, all right. Oh, okay. As a fashionista, how long does it take you to get ready? It takes me a solid 6 minutes.
So let's just put it this
six
way.
6 minutes.
Let's just put it this
Unless
way.
Unless I have my hair in a bun. It's like seven.
So a couple of friends and I, we were going out, and we left dinner, or whatever, brunch, whatever it is. And it's 6 o'clock.
Do you guys have
mimosas? No.
Oh.
Margaritas. But,
You would, like, getting ready tipsy is a whole nother thing. But anyway, okay.
So it's 6 o'clock, maybe 6:30. We're going out. No. I want to say it was 5. We're on our way home, and I'm like, okay, guys, you guys need to be ready by 11 o'clock. Start getting ready now.
Wait, my friends from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Yes, my friends were like, bitch, I'm not gonna. Oh, sorry.
You can say bitch.
My friends are like, bitch, why would I start getting ready now? I'm like, because we have to leave by 11, and that only gives us this many hours. So start getting ready. You guys need to be ready. They're like, I'm gonna start getting ready at 9 or 10. Like, you could sit there and you can get ready.
You get ready for 6 hours? Oh my god.
Not necessary. Not necessarily.
Yes, you do. You're one of those.
Yes, I change my outfit 1,000 times, and then I go back to the first outfit that I picked. Yeah.
How long does it take you to pick a dress out?
A while.
Oh my god.
I literally have anxiety.
My anxiety is already. We went to Atlanta for New Year's. Me and Alexa and all the girls went to Atlanta for New Year's, and it took them a solid 3 hours every night to get ready. Every single night. And I would just be like that one friend who just walks around and is just like giving people drink. You know what I mean? Just trying to do anything. It takes me 3 minutes. And they even made a bet. They would play the song, a same song every night for me to do my hair, makeup, outfit, 3 minutes, and then I'd be ready. And I'd just be like, time me. And if I pass the time, I get up and I get ready in 3 minutes.
I think Alexa, actually, we were gonna go out one day, and I'm like, so
it takes like,
I was like, are you getting ready yet? Are you getting ready yet? It's like 8 o'clock. She's like, I probably won't start getting ready until later. I was like, oh, okay. Like, I was already getting ready.
Gosh, I never understand why girls do that.
You have to take your time.
But then it's like, I don't get it, because it's like, don't you want to show kind of your real self?
Girl, this makeup takes long to do. You have to build the eyeshadow.
You have to blend.
You have to
get up in there. Look at this eyeliner. I almost poked my eye this morning. Oh, Kurt, that's how you do your makeup, fam. Get that jawline too. Well, I saw a reflection of myself in the camera. Okay, I guess. Okay, that's your. Get it. Get it. No hate. Maybe you do. You do makeup too or no?
No.
My little sister, she's goes to the Air Force Academy, and she, like, this is her freshman year, and before she got accepted or whatever, every day she spends like 4 or 5 hours on YouTube looking up makeup tutorials.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.